The great columnist Steve Lopez used to call Pennsylvania politics the Big Top. Lopez long ago left Philly for the left coast, but the circus he so caustically loved remains very much in town. A recent Inquirer front page blared forth a scandalous tale in a headline size that in my days there would have been reserved only for the second coming of the Almighty. The paper reported that a bribery sting operation that had snared four Democratic state lawmakers from the city got shut down by a newest state attorney general, Kathleen Kane. She's also a Philly Democrat. Kane, the newspaper said, felt the sting was sloppily handled and smacked of racist targeting since all the alleged bribe takers were black. Kane has lashed back, hiring Uber lawyer Richard Sprague to threaten to sue the paper, at least someone it quoted, for defamation. Sprague is an ageless bulldog who has been suing the Inquirer, sometimes lucratively, since the disco era. Editor Bill Marimau, who's left the paper and returned more often than the Swallows to Capistrano, defends its reporting as meticulous. The details of this state probe are so crazy that I wouldn't be surprised to hear that Lopez has boarded a plane to Philly just so he could write about them. State investigators supposedly recruited as their phony bagman one of the dubious characters who populate the trenches of city politics. The guy was looking to elude a rap in another case, the paper reported. At the Attorney General's office's instigation, this guy reportedly offered envelopes of cash, jewelry, and other inducements to lawmakers and judges. At one juncture, he supposedly offered cash to city legislators to get them to vote no on the infamous voter ID law, a measure already despised by all city Democrats. Just a little memo to anyone planning to bribe or pretend to bribe a lawmaker. Don't offer them dough to cast a vote they were 100% going to make anyway. Bribe them to vote against their conscience, should they be able to find it. In another wonderful twist, the paper reported that one state lawmaker who supposedly rejected a bribe is now bragging on his integrity. But this lawmaker didn't say anything to the paper about having reported the alleged bribed attempt to law enforcement. What a city. What a state. What a great place to be a muckraking journalist, but less so a taxpayer. I'm Chris Satullo.